श्री परमात्मा ने नमः। हियर आर सर्टेन क्वेश्चंस एंड एक्सप्रेशंस ऑफ द सीकर्स। वन क्वेश्चन इज अबाउट इल हेल्थ, बैड हेल्थ। एवरीबडी वांट्स टू बी हेल्दी। हेल्थ इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग। इन द सेम क्वेश्चन it has been asked, a few years ago I asked the question whether I can ask God to help me with my spiritual path. Your answer was that this sort of desire was correct and useful. Yes, having this desire for spiritual development is correct. Why? Because when this desire is finally fulfilled, there will be end of all desires including this. Desiring spiritual evolution and self-realization does not fall in the category of worldly desires. There is no end to worldly desires. Therefore, it is said worldly desires are an obstruction in the path. But desiring for spiritual development and self-realization, though it seems as a desire, but is not a desire of that type. Because when this desire is finally fulfilled, then all desires come to an end, including this desire. The question has been raised in the Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, the great work by Patanjali on yoga. There it has been said that how one comes to know whether somebody has realized. How that person can know? The answer given by the seer is that the very desire for realization goes away. One is at peace fully, like that. So that's right. But then, in the same question it is asked, recently I asked you about my health. My question was not for the reason that I would have more pleasant life, but in order to have more energy for the path. My ill health should not bring the attention more to myself. I now have the feeling that this is my personal desire in order to improve the external conditions of my health. The question is, can such a question or desire slow down or even stop my spiritual path? Should not I accept even illness as something that God gives me without a desire for a change? It's a very good question in a sense. Let me tell you. God experience does not depend upon any condition. It is unconditional. Upon no situation, no condition, nothing. God experience happens by God's grace. And God can't be stopped by anything. God is God, all powerful. So, one should try for good health. But it is not in anybody's hands also. There are karmic diseases. One may try to observe all the rules of hygiene and good health. Yet there may not be good health. There are so many cases. And there are people who have no good food, and no good living, and no good clothes, and no sufficient money. And yet having good health, like that. Anyway, the answer is that we all should try for good health, but ill health, bad health is not an obstruction in self-realization. No, it is not. It is not an obstruction in God experience. In fact, many times what happens? Bad health and bad circumstances become favorable because In adversity, one becomes more sincere towards remembering God. In prosperity, this mind goes towards the things of the world. This is a misfortune in human life. When there is good health, when there is sufficient money, one runs after pleasures. And when there is ill health and no money, oh Lord, look towards me. What was the matter 3 months ago? You were fully fit, and when there was enough money, then Lord, it's all right. Let me go to Switzerland at this time at least. So, there's no condition. We should try for good health, but it is not in our hands. And God's grace cannot be stopped by anything. That's the answer. As regards the last part, it's important. It has been asked, should not I accept even illness as something that God gives me? Yes. Everything comes from God. Even illness. If this attitude is there, then good things can happen very quickly. There has been a very great saint in the recent times, the first editor of this Gita Press, Hanuman Prasad Poddar. He was a great saint. At the end of his life, he was very ill. He was a very great saint, but anybody can be ill. These are physical things. And the karmas come to get finished. Many times, the liberated people are more ill at the time of physical death. Why? There is nothing to go with them in future, the karmas. All the karmas are getting destroyed, finally finished. And they don't care for the body. To other people, it seems so ill like that. But it's an inner thing. Anyway, when Hanuman Prasad Poddar was very ill, and perhaps few hours before his physical death, he sat by his side. His eyes were closed, of the saint, the eyes were closed. A state of half-consciousness like that was there. Illness is illness. Physical illness is illness, everybody. So, when he opened the eyes, before the doctor could ask him how is he feeling and all that, the saint himself asked him, oh, you are, have you taken your meals? He was shocked. The doctor was shocked. The doctor has written, I was shocked. He is even now considering about my taking meals. Doctor, have you taken your meals? Like, the doctor said, yes, I have taken. Sir, how about? It's all right. Anyway, the last thing what happened, it is regarding this question. When the physical thing was finishing, the physical death was happening in the last moments, he had a paper on his belly here with a pencil, something he was trying to write. Everything could not be read, the writing was not legible, but some part could be read. There is a photograph of that also. One of the sentences he wrote was this, oh, this time you have come in the form of illness, I have recognized you. You can't escape from me. My goodness. You have taken the shape of illness, I know you. This is the greatness of those people. Now how can God go out of his grip? Nothing. But this also happens by God's grace.